listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, June 26, 2018. I'm David Knight. We have now had the FDA approve America's first marijuana-based medication. Of course, this is a drug to be used for epilepsy. We know that this is effective. As a matter of fact, we've had many cases where people have said this is the only thing that can control the epileptic seizures of their children or of them. I guess it's mainly the children, because if you don't have something to control your epileptic seizures, you may not make it to adulthood. And sometimes these epileptic seizures are caused by reactions to mandatory vaccine schedules all at once at a very young age. Nevertheless, whatever the cause, we know that it treats it very effectively. And even here in Texas, where we still have prohibition even of medical marijuana, they pass an exception, thanks to a courageous representative here, conservative, who walked this thing through. His first proposal was to say, we got to just take marijuana out of the Texas criminal code. It's a natural plant. We should not be controlling it. And that did not go. But now we, as I reported yesterday, when the Texas Republican Party met in San Antonio, this last weekend or the weekend before that, they passed a resolution saying, yeah, we need to stop this marijuana prohibition thing. But now, as we see the FDA moving in here and approving a drug called Epidiolex. Now, basically, folks, this is just CBD oil. And you can buy that in certain concentrations. I think the defining line, I'm not really clear on this, I think the defining line is to get it without THC or with a certain amount of THC. But also, as I reported briefly yesterday, we have Monsanto, of course, has been bought by Bayer. And they are now working to get into the marijuana business. Are we going to be able to get it now with glyphosate added, you know, so that they can grow this with Roundup? I don't know. Roundup is for killing weeds. How do they square that? I don't know. But I'm sure that they'll find some way to make it very dangerous. And, of course, this is the beginning, folks, of big weed. See, big pharma is one of the reasons why we have drug prohibition in general. Especially marijuana prohibition. Big pharma, big agriculture, they didn't want the competition with cotton and textiles. And they didn't want the competition with their dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, so they banned it. But now, if you can't ban it, then join them and beat them in the marketplace. And not so much the marketplace, but in the regulatory place where you can work with the FDA to get your products approved. Make sure the other guy's products aren't approved. Why do we need to have a synthetic version of something that works just fine if you don't lock people up when they use it? That's the question that we're looking at here. As I look at New Jersey weed man who spent 400 days in his latest trial. And you know, one of the things I like about New Jersey weed man. First time I talked to him, he had been acquitted because he fought for his rights using jury nullification. This guy is, whatever he does in his personal life with marijuana and everything, I haven't needed marijuana for anything medical, fortunately, and neither has anybody in my family. If I did, I would have no qualms about using it, and I don't really care what kind of penalties the government comes up with. It's none of their business. But, I've never been interested in using any kind of recreational drug, including alcohol. But New Jersey Weed Man points out in his experiences, he's fought for jury nullification, and then in the most recent persecution of him, he spent 400 days in jail because of new laws in New Jersey that basically shut down the ability to get bail. You can't buy your way out under any circumstances if the judge says no. Now, if the judge likes you, then you can get out without any money whatsoever, but they've taken away the constitutional right to bail. So he stayed in jail for 400 days until he could finally get a trial, and then he was released. But, of course, this is the same state, New Jersey, that has just banned guns that hold more than 10 rounds. They're going to give people 180 days, and then they're going to lock them up. They've proposed a 2,400% tax increase on firearms. New Jersey.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this June 26th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to a Border Patrol agent later in the program, hour number three. He's had 26 years. Experience. He's now retired. And I think you're going to find that to be very interesting. We need to hear their side of this, and certainly we understand what is going on. It's getting very dangerous for any politician and for anybody who is involved with enforcing our border laws, because the Democrats don't want borders and they don't want laws. They are now openly calling for the elimination of ICE. Why would you do that if you're a Democrat congressman? Why wouldn't you just change the law if you don't like the way the laws are written? Well, they don't want any borders. They don't want any immigration laws. They don't want an immigration system except for open borders, but they won't say that word. Why? Because the voters are not with them on that issue. And they said, we've got to do something to protect our families. Well, you know what? The people who are protecting the borders are protecting our families. The people who are coming here and bringing their families and endangering their children, and the American public understands that. The American public understands it's not the Border Patrol, it's not the Trump administration that's endangering these kids, it's the parents who are giving them over to human traffickers who are trying to cross the desert in 108 degree weather. They had to rescue some of these people because they were going to die in the desert. Or they could get kidnapped. And they could spend the rest of their life as sex slaves, the rest of their short life as sex slaves, because their parents exposed them to that kind of danger, just turning them over to human traffickers. And of course, the other part of this is a large number of these so-called unaccompanied minors are MS-13 members and drug and human traffickers themselves. They choose teens to smuggle teens because they know that they're going to get a pass by the Democrats. But of course, the Democrats didn't give many of them a pass. They don't want you to know about any border enforcement that they did under Obama. We're going to get to that in the next segment. We're going to talk about how this has escalated. We're going to talk about political correctness, and we're also going to talk about the surveillance state, new information about that. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we're seeing the beginning of big weed. Not only have Monsanto and Bayer talked about how they are going to start getting into the marijuana business. But now we've had the FDA approve the country's first medicine made from marijuana. And of course, even here in Texas, where they don't recognize marijuana as having any medical uses, they finally did make an exception, even though it's still Schedule One here in Texas, just like it is with the feds. They don't, in general, recognize the medical use of marijuana, except for one exception, and that is for uncontrollable epileptic seizures. And they have an exception there after you have tried all the big pharmaceutical drugs and they don't work. So now the pharmacy companies have decided that they will go in and try to extract a part of CBD oil, which is very effective on its own. It's a natural substance. If they can extract a part of it and patent it, then they can get the FDA to give them a patent on it and they can charge excessive prices on it. And this is where we're going to be. With Monsanto, and which is now Bayer, They're going to lose that Monsanto name. And, you know, when I look at the trials of New Jersey Weedman, who may be joining us later in the program, he's had an ordeal in New Jersey because of their bail reform. And I said, it's not right that people should have to pay bail to get out. So let's just eliminate that altogether. Well, they don't. Because what you wind up with in that system is either you get out without any bail at all, or if the judge doesn't like you, like they didn't like the New Jersey weed man. Why? Because he was a marijuana activist. He was somebody who had defeated them multiple times using jury nullification. And so they said, well, we're not going to let him out. He wasn't a threat to anybody. He's not dangerous. They said, we're not going to let him out. So he waited 400 days to try to get a trial. When he eventually got a trial, he got out. This is a guy who represents himself, who uses jury nullification, who is now speaking out against the abuses of the New Jersey government in terms of shutting down your ability to get bail. See, when we go in and we prohibit things that the government doesn't even have the authority to prohibit, it has all kinds of bad consequences for people who don't use these things. You know, I'm against the drug war not because I want to use drugs. I'm against the drug war because it has destroyed our criminal justice system. It has corrupted our police. It has locked up more people in history than any other country in history. We got an absolute number of people locked up more than Stalin or the Chinese communist ever locked up, and we got a much smaller population. And I have to pay for that as a taxpayer if they don't lock me up. But they could steal my property under any pretense without even charging me with a crime. That's civil asset forfeiture. That's another aspect of it. Mandatory minimums where they can lock you away without any kind of reasonable input from the judge, not considering the fact this is your first offense or you're not violent or so forth, like the lady that was just pardoned by President Trump. It has caused so much corruption and injustice, and that's why I oppose it. And that's why I really respect people who fight it like New Jersey weed man on the principle. But of course, in New Jersey, where they were doing all this stuff to him, they have just, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, just banned any guns that hold more than 10 rounds. You got 180 days to comply. You can get rid of these things. You can break them, or you can turn them over to the government. And if you don't do that, you're looking at 18 months in jail and a $10,000 fine. It's being fought by the New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Club, fighting it in court, saying it violates the Second Amendment. You've got the New Jersey governor also proposing a 2,400% tax increase on firearms. That freedom-loving state, New Jersey. And if they let all this stuff go through, the vegetables, the garden state takes on all new meaning, doesn't it? It's filled with vegetables, people who will just let the government take away their freedoms. And as we're talking about guns, we've got David Hogg now protected by armed guards. He's had bodyguards on social media protecting him from any kind of nasty comments about anything that he has to say. Anybody wants to criticize David Hogg, he's had, I guess he's got these bodyguards there to change his diapers if you criticize him. But that's the hypocrisy that we always see from these people. You know, one of the things that came out the last day, we look at Julian Assange here. I find this interesting. One of the things that's come out of the Inspector General report and these revelations are that Comey intervened to kill the WikiLeaks immunity deal. They say that revelations from the FBI and DOJ said they'd negotiated a deal to get Julian Assange to talk about the DNC email leaks. They resulted in a drafting of an immunity deal that could have temporarily freed him. But James Comey intervened, and it was relayed through Mark Warner. They stopped the negotiations, multiple sources said. Assange eventually unleashed a series of leaks that the U.S. officials say that damaged their cyber warfare capabilities for a long time to come. Actually, the Vault 7 stuff was showing the fact that this was a lie. First of all, nobody had ever examined the DNC servers to see if there was any contamination. When they went there to look at it, the FBI was told, we've already looked at it by Hillary Clinton's private, organization, the crowd source, people running it. They said, just go away. They said, oh, okay, we'll go away. But if they had looked at it, and if they had seen evidence of Russian tampering, what the Vault 7 leaks showed us was that the government has the tools to make it look like they're anybody that they want to look like. They can make it appear that they're anyone that they wish. Ray McGovern draws a parallel between Julian Assange and a case called the Menzenti case. He talks about a guy during World War II. His name was Cardinal Joseph Menzinski. And we got to take a break, but I'm going to get back to that later in the program, because I think it tells us something very important. And I think it's interesting that John Pilger has labeled journalists who refuse to defend Julian Assange. He calls them the Vichy journalists. Remember the Vichy French? The Nazi collaborators? Maybe we should just call them the Quisling Press. I like that better. Quisling Press. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little,
cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more. Yeah, it was the red hand. And now we learn from Mike Huckabee that these people not only threw Sarah Huckabee out, but they followed the people in her family. She went home. She and her husband went home, but some of the other people and her family went to a restaurant across the street, and they followed them there and heckled them there. Henpecked. Yeah, henpecked by the red hand. Former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, said there's a part of the story that hasn't been told yesterday. He said it on the Laura Ingraham show. He said once Sarah and her family left, of course, Sarah was asked to please vacate. Sarah and her husband just went home. They'd had enough. But the rest of the family went across the street to a different restaurant. The owner of the Red Hen, nobody has told this yet, then followed them across the street, called people, and organized a protest, yelling and screaming at them from outside the other restaurant and creating the scene. He added that several of his daughter's in-laws are liberals, and they don't like Trump. And one of them said, look, I don't like Trump, told the protesters when they walked out. Look, I don't like Trump. I'm not a supporter. I'm considered liberal. But you guys are embarrassing me, and you're not helping your cause. That's right. They aren't. They aren't. The Red Hen owner, as put on by Don Martin, I thought he had a great way to put this. The fanatical leftist restaurant owner, who says that the presence of a strong heterosexual Christian woman triggered the homosexuals on her staff. And instead of acting like a business professional and telling the employees to set aside their petty emotions, the co-owner, Stephanie Wilkinson, chose to alienate customers and put workers on a collision course with unemployment. Now, I disagree with that. Look, they are 200 miles from Washington. They're up in Lexington, Virginia. But believe me, they're going to have people making that trek all the way from Washington, D.C. Her business is going to boom. It's going to be a magnet for all the liberals to go eat there. And, of course, the picture they've got up there, the Red Hen, they put a hammer and sickle on it. That's what she should do. She should own it, because these are the tactics of communists. And I'm going to show you that in just a moment here. You probably already know it, but I'm going to hammer that point. There's that picture, the Red Hen. Yeah, the red henpecked by a red who wants to censor everybody that doesn't agree with them. As the Washington Post showed in their interview, again, I like the way Don Martin put this. He said, Wilkinson, along with her emasculated husband and her effeminate son, posed for pictures in their pink pussy hats. And she told the Washington Post that she got called by her staff. They said, we're a little bit concerned. Sarah Huckabee is here. What should we do? She says, well, I'll be down to see if that's true. And she said, yes. She says, well, I'm not a huge fan of confrontation, but, and then we find out that she's this person who is not a huge fan of confrontation, pursued them, called other activists to heckle them and hector them. She said, I got a business to thrive. It feels like the moment in our democracy where people have to make uncomfortable actions and decisions to uphold their morals. No, it feels like a situation that is being pushed by the left into a civil war. That's what it feels like. That's where these people go. Now, I want to take a look at the three statements that came out, because I think it's kind of funny. You know, we had Mike Huckabee. He first responded with humor, as he always does, right? He said, the Red Hen, where you can get a plate of hate, small portions for small minds, that type of thing. A typical Mike Huckabee. But Sarah Sanders comes out, and she's very earnest, very serious. She says, last night I was told by the owner of the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia to leave because I work for POTUS. I politely left. Her actions say far more about her than about me, and I always do my best to treat people, including those I disagree with, respectfully, and will continue to do so. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. And then President Trump gets in. And if you hit President Trump, he's going to hit you back hard. Here's what he had to say. The Red Hen restaurant should focus more on cleaning its filthy canopies, its doors and windows, badly needed the paint job, rather than refusing to serve a fine person like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I always had a rule. If a restaurant's dirty on the outside, it's dirty on the inside. Oh, perfect. Perfect. I really like that. Now, what is the response of the left? Well, we have Walter Schaub, who was director of the Office of Government Ethics for 5 years on the Democrats. And he comes back and says, Sarah Huckabee even saying that something like this happened is a clear violation of the law for her to tweet this out because it was on a government account. Now, see, they don't care about whether it's a government account or whether it's not a government account. You know, President Trump was told that he can't block or mute people who troll him on Twitter on his personal account, Real Donald Trump. That he had before the election, before he became president. Of course, now he's got the official POTUS account. But they didn't say you can't block or mute people on the official POTUS account. The judge told President Trump, you can't block people on your personal account. And now we got this guy with the Office of Government Ethics for 5 years, Walter Schaub, who says Sarah Huckabee's use of her official government Twitter account to criticize this restaurant. I just read you what she had to say there, right? Was she criticizing them? Yeah. And she was saying, you know, that's somewhat, I always try to be respectful of people. I will be continued to do so and so forth. But she knew it was going to be a public issue. This woman made it a public issue. She followed the rest of the family, the liberal in-laws, to the other and trolled them after Sarah was gone. And now you have this intolerant government official, this ethics guy. And he's saying, oh, this is an ethics violation. They will do anything to silence people. Now, if they were Democrats, what they would have done is they would have sued that restaurant and they would have taken it all the way to the Supreme Court and shut them down for a supposed hate crime. And we're going to tell you why that's not the way that we roll here in America. It's not the way, fortunately, that President Trump rolls. They want to say that he's Hitler and he's a censor and all that, but they're not. They're not censoring them. They're speaking out. He has a bully pulpit. He has a right of free speech and they're using that. And that's what really triggers the Democrats. They can't stand that. So you got Maxine Waters. Let's run video clip 13. She, of course, I'm going to give you some follow-ups to what Maxine Waters said. And I'm going to give you an example of where people followed what she said. But, of course, here's what Maxine Waters said about taking it to them.
I'm going to tell you, for these members of his cabinet who remain and try to defend him, they're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. They're not going to be able to stop at a gas station. They're not going to be able to shop at a department store. The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them until they decide that they're going to tell the president, no, I can't hang with you. This is wrong. This is unconscionable. We can't keep doing this to children.
No, I can't hang with you. Why don't you just say, I'm not going to be lynched with you. Why don't you use that word, Maxine, because that's really what you're talking about. You're talking about encouraging lynch mobs out there. Of course, Maxine Waters had already come out back in March, as Daily Caller points out, saying that the L.A. riots of 1992 were a defining moment in the resistance by black people. Now, you remember innocent people like the trucker Reginald Denny being drugged out of his truck. He didn't know anything that was going on. He hadn't beaten anybody. He hadn't arrested anybody. His crime was being white. It's not okay to be white. It's not okay to be Republican. Not in Maxine Waters' world. And that's what she thinks is a defining moment. Well, we're going to define what it looks like for other Congress people. We had another incident, this one, in Tampa yesterday. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet. And I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests. And I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield. And since then, I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You just heard Maxine Waters saying, we're going to fight them in the restaurants. We will fight them in the movie theater. We will fight them in the streets. Yeah, she wants to fight everybody. But then we've got some of the Democrats trying to pull this back a little bit, trying to make this a kinder, gentler resistance. Let's not promote violence, say some of them. And Cory Booker's out there saying, there's nothing wrong with confronting Trump administration officials in public. Democrats should love their opponents, he said. I worry about our country right now that we're descending into a hatred of American hating American. Why would he get that idea? Is he listening to the people in his own party? Yeah. The people he's hoping are going to be fueling his bid for the presidency. So he's going to try to give us a kindler, gentler viewpoint than Maxine Waters. That's setting the bar pretty low. It's not too hard to get kinder and gentler than Maxine. He says, this isn't going to solve our problem. We need to talk to each other, not scream at each other. Well, here's what the people in his party are doing. Doesn't seem like they're listening to that. If there are, in fact, if that's really what they do want. Down in Florida, in Tampa, as a matter of fact, it was in the Tampa Theater, which I know quite well. I grew up in Tampa. Interesting, historical theater. It was built in the 1920s. It was a movie theater palace. This thing has spent millions of dollars building this thing during the Depression. It's quite a architectural piece. Try to make it look like you were sitting outside under the stars. They've got the open canopy thing there. They've got a balcony. It's kind of done the Spanish architecture style. And very interesting theater. I saw some great movies there. Yeah, there's a ten. Good job. I came up with that thing right there. It's very, very old, theater, very ornate architecture. I'll never forget seeing Psycho there. When I was 5 or 6, my sister, who is 11 years older than me, took me to that movie. My parents never forgave her. I was scared to death. I saw a Psycho in the Tampa theater. Anyway, as a young child, you had to pry my hands off of the seat to get me out of there. Anyway, so you've got a congresswoman, there in that area, and she was hectored by people. She said, when you're violent and cursing and screaming and blocking me from walking into a movie, there's something wrong here. Democrats, progressives who are getting progressively more violent. The headline of this from Politico is the left loses its cool. I didn't know they had a cool left. The left has never been cool in any respect, not even in their temperament. She said it's part of a trend. She came face to face with these people. She went there to see a movie. She said, when you're violent and cursing and screaming and blocking me, there's something wrong. The next people are going to come with guns, and that's what's going to happen. According to her, she and a friend were confronted at least 4 times while they were buying tickets, when they entered the theater, when they were standing in line at the concession stand, and then on their way out, and that the activists were aggressive in each instance, with one yelling so loudly at her that he spit in her hair, either unintentionally or because he meant to expectorate on her. Great expectorations. She said that they also taunted her friend as Blue Eyes. Oh, yeah. See, it's not okay to be white. He's got blue eyes, too. That's a double sin. And asked him in a threatening manner if he was going to protect her, as though they wanted to fight. And then you have the people who were there. This is the progressive group Organize Florida. These people who just want to show their love, their progressive love. You know, they love everybody. These are the people who have bleeding hearts. They have a heart for everybody, except for white people, except for Republicans, except for Christians, except for men. And they've got a long list of people that they viscerally hate and that they want to fight. First, they want to oppress you. They want to take your guns. They want to take your free speech. They want to take away your ability to move. They want to take your ability to have electricity or air conditioning or that kind of stuff. And then once they have made you into their slaves, then you better watch out, because that's what these people want to do. They said her version of these events isn't accurate. He said that they've released videos that show that their version, where they did not threaten her, was true. But she said that they only released videos showing what happened after they were leaving the movie, when the Tampa police were there and everybody was on their best behavior. Yeah. Okay. So kind of like body cams, except these are the body cams of the progressives. President Trump had it right. Here's what President Trump had to say. Video clip 14.
So I defined it today. The Democrats want open borders and they don't mind crime. We want very tight, very strict borders. And by the way, you saw a 70-year low. With all the complaining I'm doing, we've done a very good job. And we have taken thousands. We got to get that wall built all the way across. And they don't want it. That's like a symbol. They're only good at one thing. What's their term? Resist. It's the party of Maxine Waters. Do you believe her? No. This has become the party of Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. That's who it is. So they don't mind crime. They want open borders. We want really tough borders. And we want people to come in. We want people to come in through the legal process. What about the thousands of people? What about the thousands of people that have gone through this process that are waiting online to come into our country?
That's right. President Trump said they are the party of open borders. They won't use that term. We will use that term to explain to you what they really want. He says it's the party of Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. It's also the party of Mark Pocan, Democrat of Wisconsin, who introduced legislation yesterday to abolish the any immigration enforcement. What's another name for that? If you won't say open borders, but you want to abolish the borders, if you want to abolish all immigration enforcement, if you don't want to offer, as a congressman, you don't want to offer a law to change anything that you think is wrong with our immigration system, you just want to abolish the people who enforce the immigration law. What is DACA? DACA is the deferred enforcement, deferred action. In other words, they're not going to enforce the law. They're not going to enforce the border. And it wasn't a law. There's no such thing as dreamers. They never passed a Dream Act. They just said, we're going to ignore the law. That was Democrat policy. And now they're making it official. We should abolish ICE, says Mark Pocan, introducing that legislation yesterday. He says this, the heartless actions, says this bleeding heart liberal, of this abused agency do not represent the values of our nation, and the U.S. must develop a more humane immigration system, one that treats every person with dignity and respect. Every person. Whether or not they are trespassing. Whether or not they are foreign citizens who deliberately are trespassing, coming here in defiance of our law. Because he doesn't want the law there either. He says, we've got to abolish ICE. We've got to focus our priorities to protecting our families. No, that's what they're doing. We've got to change our priorities to protect our families and our borders. That's the purpose of having immigration laws and having an organization to enforce those immigration laws. Later in the program, we're going to be talking to a Border Patrol agent with 26 years experience. But, you know, President Trump is absolutely right. He said, this is the party of Maxine Waters and so forth. You know, she's saying that Trump is sacrificing our children. No, he's not. You want to sacrifice our children. You want to sacrifice our American dream of owning a home. As I pointed out, even if we go with the numbers of people that they intercept, 250 kids per day, the average size of a Texas school is just over 500. That means that in Texas, we got to build a new school every 2 days if they were all coming through here. Now, they're not all coming through Texas. They're spread out over a few states, but we get more than any other state. Do you think having to build a new school in the United States every 2 days for foreign citizens' kids that their government, like the Mexican government, doesn't want to pay for their education, encourages them to invade us? Do you think that American people like that? Democrats are in for a rude awakening come October. They're going to see what the American people really want. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to get back into the news and what is happening at the border, as we see the Democrats trying to escalate a civil war at the same time they are pushing to abolish ICE and all enforcement of our borders, all enforcement of our immigration laws. And of course, we have talked about this and we know what is behind this, but I want to just give you some updates as to what is actually happening on the scene, because it's amazing what we see the Democrats doing and saying. And we're going to be talking to New Jersey Weed Man in the next hour. He is now beating the charges there. And this guy, I just love this guy because he's such a great activist and gets right to the core of the legal issues here. You know, one of the reasons that I got hired here was a report that I did with a guy who focused on jury nullification. He was a college professor in Pennsylvania, an elderly gentleman. He was in his late 70s, and he would regularly get up and smoke a joint as he would do a soapbox lecture there on the college campus so he could get arrested. And he would do protests for jury nullification and so forth. He'd been arrested many, many times. And I really admire people who go to bat for basic fundamental principles that most people are too busy to be bothered with, because that's what is the most important thing. If we don't have a rule of law in this country, and I'm looking at you, Jeff Sessions, and you, Dianne Feinstein, because she's introduced more legislation to prohibit more drugs, because they're going to lose marijuana. They got big weed getting ready to move in and make profits off of this. So now they got to come up with some new things to prohibit so they can keep that police state and that prison industrial complex going. So they got a whole new list of new things that they want to prohibit. And guess what? There's going to be more new drugs that are going to be created, because that's what happens every time you get involved in prohibition. Prohibition and law enforcement can't change people. It is a medical issue. It is, even more than that, it is a spiritual issue. Or if you don't believe in God, it is a psychological issue, but it is not a law enforcement issue. Just take a look at what's happened over the last 47 years. Have we gotten less drug addiction, less drug abuse? No, we have gotten new forms of drugs that we can abuse. And we've got new intensities of drugs to abuse. It's the wrong way to approach this. Before we get back in the news, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have a couple of specials that we've added our entire line of Super Blue products. That's our dental products, our toothpaste, our mouthwash, as well as our immune gargle spray. All of those have nano silver in them, very effective at combating virus as well as bacteria. So that's why we call it Super Blue. It also has no fluoride, but it does have the good halogen iodine. It may be getting difficult for us to find iodine because now the Russians are going to start using it in rockets. I have that story coming up for you later in the broadcast. But you can get all of the Super Blue dental products for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have our AlexaPure products, 25% off. Those are water filters as well as the air filter that we have. Very effective. I have both of those. The air filter is a great way to take out the toxins that normally accumulate in your house as you try to seal it up. For energy efficiency, you start to get that accumulation of outgassing and so forth. Also eliminates kitchen odors and things like that. Very silent, very effective. You can get all the AlexaPure products, whether it's air filter or water filter. You can get those 25% off. And finally, we have ExtendoWise, our newest product that promotes heart health. You can get that at 35% off. Read about it at InfoWarsStore.com and take a look at the specials that we have there. Okay, as I was talking about the escalation of protest, and again, we have a 26-year veteran of the Border Patrol who's going to be joining us in the third hour. We now have protesters going to the Department of Homeland Security home. And, of course, she had the audacity, as NPR is saying, the audacity, said NPR, to go to a Mexican restaurant. Can you believe that? How dare her go to a Mexican restaurant? We don't have a problem with Mexican people. We don't have a problem with Hispanic people. We certainly don't have a problem with Mexican food. We have a problem with people who come here illegally. We have a problem with a guy who's about to become their new Marxist leader. And let me tell you something. When they've got 113 people have been killed in Mexico in the lead up to the elections, killed, politicians running for office, killed, 113. That country is a failed state. It has been thoroughly destroyed by the war on drugs. And of course, that's pushing that kind of violence. Those cartels are pushing people into this country, but they're also being pulled in by our welfare magnet. But if you have 113 people who get killed because they want to run for office in Mexico, and you got another 300 violently attacked, if you are the front runner in a situation like that, you might have some connections. You might be a made man, not just a communist socialist telling people to leave your country and flood our country because you don't have the money. This is a another Venezuela in the making here in Mexico, folks. And we have to be able to protect our borders. We have to know who's coming in because if we have people coming in from Mexico or even from El Salvador, the home of MS-13, if we don't know who's coming in, MS-13 is going to be coming in right behind them. They can't escape MS-13. They can't escape the drug cartel violence that is more violent than anywhere on earth. More people have been killed in those drug wars than anywhere on earth except for Syria. It's more violent than Afghanistan, Mexico is. More violent than Iraq. More violent than Yemen. And we have a hand in the violence in all those different places, just like we got a hand in Mexico. But we have to have the military protect that border. That's the only solution. Yeah, they need to work with Border Patrol. They need to find a way to fund the wall out of the defense budget, because if you can't defend our borders, you can't defend our families, you can't defend our people, you can't defend our jobs. What are you for? This useless predator, this useless parasite we call the federal government. Just take the D out. It's a feral government. It has gone wild and predatory, preying on the people. It's like a pack of feral dogs. They're not pets anymore. They're not there to serve you. They're there to feed on you. That's what Washington is about. But we've got these protesters. Again, another progressive group, just like the people who came after Bondi in Tampa at the movie theater. 24 protesters go to the Homeland Security Secretary's house with megaphones, waving signs that say, "Child Snatcher," screaming, "You're a modern-day Nazi. There's a child snatcher living in Alexandria, Virginia." And then, of course, you've got a Democrat using all the Nazi stuff. You know, that's the Goodwin's Law, right? Goodwin's Law. If you have an argument, sooner or later, one side's going to call the other side a Nazi. And that has happened multiple times. happening again. The other corollary to that is that when you resort to that, that means that you have lost the argument. And so Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, has apparently believes that she has absolutely nothing left except to call Border Patrol Nazis. And Maxine Waters doesn't want to call for peace. Instead, she says, well, Trump is more violent than anybody. I didn't call to harm anybody. The president lied again. I call for peaceful protest. Well, that's not the way it's looking. As I said, NPR is saying the Trump staffers are hypocrites for going to a Mexican food restaurant. They said, quote, this is NPR. NPR, National Public Radio. Why do we even have government running a press organization here? They said it is, quote, utterly galling to many Americans to see this spectacle of people in the Trump administration eating at a Mexican restaurant. So Senator Orrin Hatch says, well, if we're going to split into Democrat and Republican restaurants, can we at least keep the Chuck-a-Rama buffet? Yeah, I think you can keep that. I don't think anybody's going to fight you over a buffet. My dad loved buffets. You know, we are dad. You got to feed a big family. So you want to go to that buffet. I used to call them not all you could eat buffets. I called them all you can stand. I was not a fan of quantity over quality. Nevertheless, we've got, burned and decapitated animal carcasses being left on the DHS employees' porches. We've got Portland occupiers shutting down an ICE office, replacing the American flag with refugees' welcome flag. And then, as I said yesterday, we have Representative Mark Pocan, Democrat of Wisconsin, introducing legislation to abolish ICE. That's Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Abolish it, he said. He's a congressman. He doesn't want to pass any laws. He doesn't want to fix the system. Let's just stop any enforcement at the borders because we want open borders. Like Nancy Pelosi said, we have just one community and we happen to have a border running through it. This has been the plan of the North American Union. Occasionally they come out and own it. So we just got, you know, we got Mexico, we got Canada, and we got America. It's the North American Union. And we're going to have, they actually proposed this. This was a proposal. For them to actually put it in writing. Yeah, we will have the U.S. Department of Homeland Security secure the border that makes a perimeter around those three countries, but not the border between those three countries. It's just one community, one global community. And then, of course, once they get that union, they will combine it with the European Union and the Asian countries, and we'll have a one-world government. That's the trilateral plan. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we have an article that's come out saying that flight attendants have a higher risk of all types of cancer. This is on the Drudge Report today. I am not surprised, are you? You know, you hear people talk about, don't worry about the TSA. You know, you get a lot more radiation on a plane. It's like, am I supposed to feel better about that? I get irradiated at the airport by a bunch of goons who don't know the first thing about protecting people. They increase the security risks. Of course, in their own documents, they said back in 2011, as they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because we had a bill that had passed the Texas House unanimously saying you're not going to handle our kids. And if you think something is wrong, you get a search warrant. We still have a constitution here. You guys still swear to it, even though you don't pay any attention to it. They say, we'll turn you into a no-fly zone. And then we saw in a lawsuit, they accidentally published some unredacted documents. They were supposed to put the redacted documents up on pacer.gov, and they put up the redacted document, the unredacted documents first, and then they put up the redacted documents so we could see what they didn't want us to know. And what they didn't want us to know was, as they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone because we were going to stand up for our dignity and our liberty, they said there's no threat against airports or airplanes. But there is a threat to your health. When you fly frequently, you know, when you get up in the high atmosphere, and of course they're not going to shield these planes because that's going to make them too heavy. We now, it takes quite a bit more time. I wish I had that article. There's an article not too long ago talking about how much slower it is to fly everywhere. And I'm not just talking about because of all the lines and the harassment of the make-believe security that the TSA puts us through. And you know what, it's make-believe because when they do their own tests, they won't even publish their failure rate. But we've had congressmen who complain about it, and they say, well, you know, they go, well, how much is it? Is it like 80%, 90%? Well, yeah, you're pretty close. Yeah, it's right around that area. You know, they won't say exactly. It's absolutely amazing when we look at all of this and, look at the threat to your health as well as to your liberty. And so they're not going to put any, they're slowed the planes down. That's why it takes longer to get everywhere now. Because they're trying to save fuel. So they're not going to put anything up there that's going to shield you. Maybe what you need to do is buy one of those dental things that they give you when they x-ray your teeth. Because they say, well, you know, it's no worse than getting a tooth x-ray. Except they don't, you know, why do they put those lead aprons on you when they x-ray your teeth? Maybe we should all be flying with lead aprons. That'd do a number on their fuel economy, wouldn't it? That's not going to happen. But they're getting, flight attendants are getting a higher risk of all types of cancer. You know, when I think of flying, I don't like to think of flying. I try to avoid it as much as possible. I think of violating my freedom. But, you know, the people in Sweden don't really care about that. They're all about getting microchips inserted into themselves. Because, you know, it's just too hard for the government to track you without those microchips. And, you know, you might need it instead of having to carry around a troublesome card to get on the government transportation because you don't have a car. Or a credit card. You know, you can't keep track of that credit card. Things like that. There's just no good reason for it. But the Swedes seem to have a collectivist mentality. They don't really seem to understand what happens with risk. They don't seem to appreciate liberty or privacy. And yet even the Swedes now are starting to understand what's going on with immigration. The headline on Bloomberg says, now even Swedes are questioning the welfare state. No, no, no. If you read this article, the Swedes are not questioning the welfare state. The Swedes are questioning European immigration. That's really what's behind all of this. And I'll give you that information on the other side, as well as the fact that we now have the barbarians in the gates everywhere. And then we're going to be joined by Ed Forchan, New Jersey weed man. He's going to give us an update on his fight for your due process, your right to a fair trial, your right to bail. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I've got one more thing to say about borders, and then we're going to get on to some marijuana news because we've got New Jersey Weed Man joining us. We've had some new news from the FDA approving a cannabis-based drug. I don't think they're just simply repackaging cannabis. We're going to talk about the FDA's role in this because, you know, there's two organizations that need to disappear out of Washington. One of them is the DEA and the other one is the FDA. If we're ever going to have our Constitution restored, we've got to get rid of those two. The two of those organizations are there to tell you what you can and cannot eat, drugs that you can and cannot take. We just had the Republicans, over the objections, interestingly enough, of the Democrats, the right to try bill, saying, look, if a drug company creates a drug and I want to try it, and I'm a terminally ill patient and so forth, I should have the right to try that without the FDA restricting my access to that drug. Because if you're a terminally ill patient, the arguments about, oh, well, this is going to maybe have some adverse effects on you, just listen to the commercials on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Listen to the pharmaceutical commercials. Listen to the rapidly listed side effects of these things. And those are the ones that have been approved by the FDA. Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. Typically making things far worse. As a matter of fact, I think I will go to that story about the Swedes and what's going on in their welfare state. I'll do that later. Let's talk a little bit about marijuana while we're on this. You know, there are some moves with this, and we need to pay attention to what's going on. We're going to be talking to Ed Forchan about legal issues that he's had because he's fought this himself. He knew that a lawyer would not risk their career arguing jury nullification, even though that is a legal principle. They're not going to argue that because the courts don't like that. They don't like it when you tell juries that they have a right to judge not only the facts of a case, but they also have a right to judge the law and how the law is being applied. And that is a fundamental principle of Western civilization, a fundamental principle that has created our country. Very, very important jury nullification is. They don't want that to happen. So Ed Forchan decided that he would represent himself. In the first trial, he talked about jury nullification. The judge said, shut up, you can't talk about that, even though it was in the New Jersey Constitution. Said, take that down. You can't say, you say that, anything about that again, I'm going to lock you up and you will never see the light of day again. Contempt of court. Shut up. He said, well, it was too late. The jury had already seen it. And so he said they voted 7-5 to acquit me. It was a hung jury. So the state came after him again. This next time he came up for a different judge and he had printed up again the section of the New Jersey Constitution that explicitly says that juries have a right to judge the, not just the facts of the case, but whether or not they agree with the law and how it's being applied. And he knew that even 5-6 years ago when I interviewed him, he knew that at that time about 60% of the people did not agree with prohibition of marijuana. And so this particular time, the judge allowed him to talk about that and allowed him to leave that sign up on his desk. And the jury stared at that and thought about that and said, I don't want to pay taxes to lock this guy up. He hasn't hurt anybody. Why are we locking him up? Why are we putting him in a cage? And they voted 12-0 to acquit him. And there was nothing that they could do. They couldn't come after him again. So we're going to be talking to him today again. He's had another run-in with them. This time it is about bail and how the New Jersey government has shut down people's right to bail. Just as they've tried to shut down people's right to have a real independent-minded jury. 12 angry men. You should see that show sometime if you think juries are not important. But let's talk a little bit about the landscape right now with marijuana. As I said earlier, yesterday we had the FDA approve America's first marijuana-based medication. And you had FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb talking about this. And one of the things he said was that the FDA is willing to help companies that want to pursue research programs. But they need to prove that their products work, that their products are safe. They have to run clinical trials. Well, that means that it's many, many years and many, many tens of millions of dollars typically to get a drug approved by the FDA. And that's why you have drug prohibition. That's why you have the FDA and the DEA, because the big pharmaceutical drugs don't want people taking natural supplements, things like marijuana, for example. They want to make a profit. They can patent a medicine. And, of course, if they've got the capital to run the clinical trials for the FDA, the two of them work together synergistically, I guess you could say they have a symbiotic relationship. It's called regulatory capture. The symbiotic relationship between the bureaucracy, the big bureaucracy, and the big pharma. And now they're going to create big weed out there. They're looking to take over the marijuana industry as well. But that's what they do. They have to run these clinical trials. And the director of the FDA says this. He said, there's going to be additional enforcement actions against companies that sell unregulated CBD products with medical claims that can't be substantiated because they haven't been run through us. Look at all the people that you know of. And I'm sure you do. I know many people. I'm not like that have been injured by big pharmaceutical drugs. Okay? Because I'm not like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I don't know a lot of people who have committed suicide in my circle of friends. I've got a family member who committed suicide and that's it. And he had his in-laws had a history of suicide in their family. But other than that, I don't have a massive network of business associates and friends who have committed suicide. But I know a lot of people in my circle of friends who have been seriously harmed with big pharmaceutical drugs. And yet the FDA says, well, we're not going to let you take any of this stuff if it hasn't been approved by us. We're going to shut down CBD oil from other people, unless they get it approved by me. He says, marketing unapproved products with uncertain dosages and formulations can keep patients from accessing appropriate, recognized therapies to treat serious and even fatal diseases. So that's why you need my bureaucracy. And we're going to be there to protect big pharmaceutical companies. This will be available by prescription under a physician's care, they said. So ask your doctor if you can have this. That's the AMA and the big pharmaceutical companies and the FDA, the unholy trinity, controlling your access to health care. You know, I had a family member who had early stages of glaucoma. I started researching it for them. And a lot of very serious side effects with glaucoma medicine. I went to the American Ophthalmology site, looked it up. And they were saying, well, you could take this or you could take that, but then it does this and it does that to you, you know. And then they actually listed marijuana. And they said it can be very effective for treating glaucoma. But you may be careful about this because we don't know, because there hasn't been any sufficient testing, because nobody wants to spend the tens of millions of dollars to satisfy the FDA to find out the correct dosage. So they said you might under-medicate. Oh, we could take care of that. And the symptoms were increased appetite and euphoria. When you compare that to heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, other things that are coming up with these other medications, absolutely absurd. And yet, we still have Jeff Sessions there, standing astride of all this. And we look at this FDA medication that's being approved for epileptic seizures. I don't think that this is simply a repackaging of cannabis because it has side effects. Things like diarrhea, vomiting, fatigue, and sleep problems. That doesn't sound like marijuana. That sounds like some kind of synthetic approximation of that drug. That doesn't sound like marijuana. It's something else. We got Dianne Feinstein wants to give Jeff Sessions new powers to fight the war on drugs, says Reason Magazine. A bill passed by the House would create a fast-track scheduling system that would lead to the criminalization of kratom. Nootropics, that's the stuff that helps you to think naturally. And pretty much anything else that can give you a buzz that isn't already illegal. See, as they're losing their ability to lock people up for marijuana, because they've locked up more people in jail for marijuana than any of these other drugs, they've got to put some new things out there. So go after nootropics, go after kratom. Look, I like Brain Force. It hasn't hurt me one bit. Unlike the drugs that are approved by the FDA. House of Representatives voted on Friday to create a new schedule of banned drugs called Schedule A. They got Schedule 1 through 4 from the United Nations. It's a UN agenda enacted by President Nixon. This thing is a globalist piece of crap from the get-go.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Robert Fortune, better known as the New Jersey Weed Man. Now, he is a marijuana activist, but folks, he has been standing for jury nullification. I've interviewed him before about that, a victory that he had, stood by himself. No lawyer would make that argument for him in America. That's the sad state of our legal rights in this country. When you can't find a lawyer that will make that argument, you have to represent yourself in order to stand to inform the jury that they have a right to judge not only the facts of a case, but to judge whether or not they like the law or whether they like the way that it's being applied. That is why we have juries. They're supposed to think. They're supposed to be informed. They're supposed to question. They are a way of vetoing oppressive laws like marijuana prohibition. And he knew that the majority of people did not support marijuana prohibition, so he argued that case and successfully won it. It took him a couple of trials because he had a hostile judge. That's one of the reasons why the lawyers will not make that argument. And then he's had another ordeal that has just ended. He spent over 400 days in jail because now the issue, folks, is not having bail. We have in New Jersey something that is called bail reform. But what they have done is taken away people's right to bail. And we're going to have him explain that and the way that he was entrapped. Robert Fortune has been trying to change his name legally to New Jersey Weed Man. I don't know. Maybe they're giving him some problem with that as well. He's done a lot of stunts to bring attention to cannabis legalization, including smoking cannabis in front of the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. He is an activist. I really admire his activism. After his last arrest, the state of New Jersey filed a motion in March of 2017 for pretrial detention to incarcerate him until trial under the new bail reform laws. He did a hunger strike for nearly 2 weeks because he was being held without bail. That's the key issue right here, folks. He is a political prisoner, and he's been a political prisoner several times in terms of fighting that. You can find his website at njweedman.com and also on Twitter at njweedman. Joining us now is New Jersey Weed Man. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, how are you, David?
Doing good. I'm glad to see that you are out. And tell us a little bit about what was going on. Again, they denied you trial, so we want to talk about denied you bail, held you for 400 days here with this. But let's talk about what this charge that they had about jury tampering, because that was simply from you filming your arrest, wasn't it?
Well, it was witness tampering. And what it was
witness tampering. Yeah.
Yeah. Witness tampering. You know, we have a Sixth Amendment right to prepare our defense. You have a Sixth Amendment right to assistance of counsel. You have a Sixth Amendment right to face your accuser. And what happened was, okay, I basically got into a beef with the local police department, basically about my hours of operation for my restaurant, and they sent this rat, Fink, into my place to try to obtain marijuana from me. And, you know, he was successful. But, you know, instead of calling him my accuser, they call him a confidential informant. And they wanted to hide all his information. But to me, knowing the Constitution and understanding the Constitution, I have a right to face him. I have the right to prepare a defense. I have a right to know who this guy is, what motivated him to work with the police. Like, do the police have something over him? So I started seeking his information, and the prosecutor's office filed a motion to the judge, to limit my information, to stop me from being able to do that. Well, the judge took a couple months to sign the order. And in the meantime, I found out a lot, and I put a lot of information online. I was asking my followers, like, who is this? I posted a picture of him. And as information started coming in, I was building my defense. And the prosecutor at some point went to the grand jury and said that what I was doing was witness tampering, and which it wasn't. And I was indicted and arrested. And then, like you said, then I was denied bail, which is unbelievable. You know, for 230 something years of this country's foundation, we've always had bail.
It's in the Constitution, the right to bail. And we've had a situation, and talk about this, because the justification for this, I think we've had Senator Rand Paul, who I typically agree with, has joined with Kamala Harris and saying, look, poor people can't afford to get bail, so let's just get rid of the whole idea of bail and we just let people go. But the problem is that it becomes the discretion then of the judge to decide whether or not you can be let go. If they say that you're dangerous or there's some other reason that they won't give you bail, that's why we have some of the high bail things there, because some people are judged to be a danger or whatever. So you have the bail bondsmen who are going to follow these people and make sure that they don't skip, make sure they don't harm somebody out on bail because it's going to be on them. But they just get rid of that system. So then the judge has the discretion just to totally deny you bail. That's the flip side of this bail reform. You're not a wealthy person. And so they're supposedly protecting somebody like you who might not be able to afford bail. But instead, you wind up not being able to get bail under any circumstances, not even if you did a crowdsourcing, you can't get bail.
Right. You know, New Jersey passed this new law called the New Jersey Bail Reform Act, and it was supposed to be to let people out, poor people who were in jail and couldn't get out just simply because they were poor. And it sounds good. But the flip side, the reciprocal part of that was it also allowed judges to deny people bail who were deemed dangerous or a harm to the would cause a harm to the community or danger to the community or would obstruct justice. And when I was arrested, now see, you have to understand, you know, maybe a lot of listeners don't know, but I've been a thorn in the side of my local politicians for a long time. Yeah. I constantly write about them. I complain about them. I do antics. I do things that constantly question the local authorities. I've questioned the laws. I disregard the marijuana laws openly. You know, things like that.
I've seen the clip of you calling out Chris Christie. And you did it in a friendly way, you know, and he was laughing about it, and you guys are calling back and forth. But there's a lot of police officers who don't have a sense of humor about the drug war, do they?
Right. And see, what happened was I started poking the local prosecutor. I started calling you know, the assistant prosecutor, the female, I called her a couple of names. The head prosecutor, I basically accused him of being a racist. I ridiculed them on my Facebook page. So when they arrested me, the local prosecutor, Miss Katz, Stephanie Katz, she went to the judge, Judge Warsaw, and she said that I was a danger to the community. I would obstruct justice. And she felt that I should, she motioned that I should be detained until trial. And the judge rubber stamped it. And next thing I know, I was detained on some frivolous witness.
We got to take a break, but this is a very important interview to have, because as a lot of people have been looking at the situation, let's say with Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort is not a guy who is going to have difficulty obtaining bail, right? But we've had the judge deny bail. What was it on? It was on witness tampering. These are some of these trials, like lying to an FBI agent. They can throw this stuff out there, conspiracy charges. They can inflate stuff that way. And, of course, denying him bail. He's not a dangerous person. Ed 4chan is not a dangerous person. Robert 4chan, not a dangerous person. I mean, this is the way the system is abused when we don't follow the due process that's laid out in the Constitution. People get bail, shouldn't be held without trial for excessive periods of time. They should be able to examine the people called against them. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ed Forchan, New Jersey weed man. That's what he calls himself. He is an activist. He has been an activist to stop the prohibition of marijuana. He has fought the government in terms of standing up for jury nullification, beat those charges. We just talked about how he's been the victim of so-called bail reform in New Jersey. It was well-intentioned, but so many times we see good intentions go bad. And I would say that the entire drug war was based on good intentions gone bad, just like alcohol prohibition. Except when we had alcohol prohibition, they paid attention to the Constitution. They passed an amendment to do it. They don't have the authority under the Constitution to prohibit marijuana or any other things that they want to prohibit. And yet we've got Dianne Feinstein wanting to give Jeff Sessions even more power to permit, prohibit, even more items that have not previously been prohibited. I mean, this is a bipartisan attack from the establishment against the Constitution and your freedom. And it, hits everybody from the top to the bottom. I mean, we've looked at the absurd situations going on with Paul Manafort, how he's being held in solitary confinement for supposed, witness tampering. Well, that's what they came after New Jersey weed man for. It goes from the top to the bottom, from the rich to the poor in an area. If we don't stand up for the rule of law, then we're going to lose it at every level. You're going to lose it yourself. He called himself New Jersey weed man called himself political prisoner number 420. Well, you know, to quote Patrick McGoohan, he's not a number. He is a free man, and he is a free thinker. You know, he will not be stamped, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. He is a free man, and he is now free. And I want to get some more information about this from you. They came after you twice, didn't they, for witness tampering? Didn't they tell us about that? There was multiple trials, right?
Yeah, when they arrested me last year, March 3rd, 2017, and charged me with witness tampering, they charged me with two counts of witness tampering, a second degree and a third degree. The second degree I faced at least 10 years, and the third degree, 5 years. And, like I said, they held me under this new Bail Reform Act. They said that I was a danger to the community and I would, engage in obstruction of justice. And I have to let you know, the obstruction of justice allegation is because they knew I was a jury nullification advocate. They knew that I would flyer the area. I would pick it. I'd put things on Facebook in the hopes of jurors seeing them, which I still did from jail. But, you know, they charged me with that, and they held me. And under the new Bail Reform Act, they could actually hold you for up to 2 years. It turned out with me, it ended up being 16 months. I had two trials. At the first trial in November of 2017, I got a hung jury. It was 11-1, but the second degree charge was dismissed, and then I got held on the third degree charge for another 6 months. And that 6 months was about a month ago in May 24th. And the jury said not guilty. I always knew that I would not be found guilty, but my fear was that I would get a hung jury, which in most circumstances, because I'm a jury nullification advocate, a hung jury in most circumstances would mean a victory as far as I'm concerned to the defendant. But when you're detained, a hung jury means you're stuck there for a few more months until they retry you again. So,
right. Yeah, they're not letting you out, and they can keep coming at you over and over again if you get hung juries. You have to get a full-on acquittal to get out of there. You had to have two trials on a previous charge when you were doing jury nullification. The first one was split. I think it was 7-5 for acquittal. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, you had a friendly judge that let you tell them about jury nullification. That's the key thing, is that you really were a political prisoner. They really were trying to come after you. This whole idea that if you investigate these people, you ask people for information about them so that you can find out who your accuser is. They call that witness tampering. That's just absolute nonsense. Now, you are, after spending over 400 days in jail, you are now suing them. Is that correct?
Yes. 447 days. I had filed a lawsuit prior to all this happening anyway. So I was already engaged in a lawsuit against the Mercer County Prosecutor's Office. And then they, like I said, they charged me with this ridiculous charge and held me for 447 days. So now I got a nationally known lawyer and law firm out of Atlanta, Georgia, Mario Williams. Actually, he came through Dog the Bounty Hunter, believe it or not. Dog the Bounty Hunter,
Because Dog is upset about the taking away bail. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's his business, but we ought to all be upset about that. Again, it's another case of well-intentioned legislation that has gone bad. Look, we have the entire war on drugs, just like we did the war on alcohol prohibition, because they wanted to keep people from getting addicted to drugs. But it doesn't work. And it's created all kinds of things like the destruction of our legal system, the corruption of the police, a massive police state, all these bad side effects that have come out of this. And the same thing is happening now with this so-called bail reform. That's why Dog the Bounty Hunter has got involved with this. I know Dog was talking to you when you were on a hunger strike there, right?
Exactly. He told me that he would support me. He'd help me. He actually tried to offer $2 million bail for me, and they still wouldn't take it.
And see, that's one of the things. Yeah. There's an op-ed piece here I saw out of New Jersey, a writer called Dennis Malloy. He said, you're suing Trenton for $4.47 million. I guess it's because you were there for 447 days. And he says, I hope he gets every dime. And he says this. He says, no sharp attorney, no examination of the facts, no groundswell of public outrage can save you if you don't have the right to bail. And you, as you pointed out, even Dog the Bounty Hunter was going to give you $2 million for bail if they would set it that high. And you're not a threat to anybody.
No.
I mean, you're, as you describe yourself, you're a peaceful pothead. You've never done anything violent ever, right?
No, the funny thing is, for my whole public life, the last 20 years, I've been like this black hippie, this pothead, I might eat you out of house and home after I smoke a joint, but I'm not going to smack you in the head, Yeah. And everyone knew that. So then all of a sudden now, because they wanted to use the provision of the bail reform to hold me, the prosecutor said that I was a danger to the community, and the judge rubber stamped it. Like with no evidence. Like, I've never done anything. I've never been charged with any violent offense. No one's ever accused me of any violent offense. And I was held for 447 days on this phony.
Well, New Jersey weed man, you are a danger to the community of the police state and the prison industrial complex. That community, you're a big danger to.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk to you in the next segment about where we go now, because after this long fight, fighting for legalization, it is now, I think, at the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of things happening towards this. But then there's the bigger issue that they're not going to get rid of prohibition. It's just going to be only for marijuana. Now they're looking for other things that they can prohibit, other things that they can lock people up for, other things that they mm-hmm. can steal people's property for without ever even charging them with a crime, let alone finding them guilty. I mean, look at all the different things we've lost. We mm-hmm. lost the ability to confront your accusers, to get bail, to get a speedy trial, to have due process mm-hmm. before your property is taken. Look at those, just mm-hmm. a few of the things that have gone with the prohibition wars.
Oh, trust me, I understand the asset forfeiture issues. I've had that before. The government just came and took things of mine several times in the past and just recently.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Oh, and the other things that Dennis Malloy said, he said, it shouldn't have taken 16 months to get to this conclusion. It was a trumped up charge that was there. And he says he's not a fan of lawsuits, neither am I. But you know what? When somebody is abused by our government system, they should be compensated for this. And I do hope that you get compensated for this. We're going to talk about where you see this going in the next segment. But, you know, the whole idea is with a lawsuit like this is not only to get compensation for victims, but also to change this broken system. The mm-hmm. problem is that the taxpayers who have to pay for this when the police abuse somebody or, whatever, when there's a lawsuit that comes through this, we never see these people fired. We never see them punished. And then the taxpayers don't understand that they're paying $4 million for somebody that was harmed by these people because, you know, they pay so much in taxes. It isn't like somebody knocks on their door and says, oh, I've got a bill for you, $20 for your family because the police abused somebody. Mm-hmm. That would get their attention, but they don't see it that way. It just gets all folded into the big budget and the taxes there. So stay with us. We've got one more segment with New Jersey Weed Man, and we're going to ask him what he thinks about the legalization of marijuana that is now spreading through the land. It's now state nullification, not just jury nullification.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe.
Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I didn't think I got that. I said, hey, what do we play? I said, well, I didn't think they'd find that quickly. But you know what? The government has gone one toke over the Constitution. What are they smoking? They're smoking the Constitution, folks. They're burning it right in front of our eyes. Now, I'm talking to Ed Fortune, New Jersey weed man. He has fought them and won with jury nullification. He's just served 400 days in jail because of so-called bail reform that has unintended consequences of locking up people that the police don't like peaceful cannabis activists like New Jersey Weed Man that we're talking to. And I want to talk to him a little bit now about how these people are losing the war with state nullifications, not just jury nullification, which he had to do and had to represent himself because the lawyers didn't have the courage to do that. They knew that the judges hate that, and that would cost them, if not their legal career, it would make things very difficult for them if they were to do that. So he had to represent himself. But we have had now I think it's about 60% of the states have either legalized medical marijuana or they have legalized recreational marijuana. We've got an amendment coming up for a vote today in Oklahoma, conservative Oklahoma, and it looks like it's going to pass. We had the Texas Republican Party say it's time to stop this insanity. And yet it is not over, folks, because even if it stops with marijuana, we've now got Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Grassley wanting to turn over new powers to the attorney general, creating a new schedule, Schedule A. And, you know, Ed, I've talked to Jim Gierak. He was a prosecutor in Cook County in Chicago, and he is one of the people, law enforcement against prohibition, former officers and former prosecutors who say prohibition just doesn't work. And one of the things that he clued me into, Ed, was the fact that the war on drugs is a UN agenda. They created the four schedules. They put the drugs into those four schedules. They put marijuana in as a Schedule One drug. They did that 10 years before Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs. And so now we see that they're wanting to create a new schedule, a Schedule A, that they can just put things that they call synthetics into that. Talk about the state nullification movement as you see it as a longtime cannabis activist.
Well, as you see, individual states are rejecting the government's, the federal government's allegation that marijuana, cannabis, has no medicinal value. And they're obviously they're legalizing all over the country for medical use. I think, like you said, 60% of the country has already legalized it for medical use or some form. And you have, what, 7-8 states now practically have legalization. New Jersey is set to do it right now. And yes, this is a form of nullification. We're nullifying the federal prohibition on cannabis.
That's right.
And it's
That's
not,
right.
and it's not, and it's not stopping. It's snowballing. And of course, everything is not perfect. And once you get government people with their fingers in it, you know, you screw up a good thing. So, I think it's a good thing that legalization is coming. I think there needs to be, I believe in a free market system. So I believe a lot of these laws, when they're making it legal, it should make it like legal, like in tomatoes or fruits and vegetables, as opposed to like highly regulated substances.
That's right.
Like,
that's right. Because what they do is they put a lot of, legal traps in there to entrap people. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a little bit more than this amount. Oh, now we're still going to send you to jail for it. Or you got to go through and file all this different paperwork. And so they're setting traps up in this thing. We had, the representative here in Texas, even though we don't have medical marijuana, we got an exemption for people who have uncontrolled epileptic seizures. And mm-hmm. he got that through here in Texas of all things. But he first proposed, Ed, to say, let's just go through the Texas legal code and just strike marijuana everywhere that it appears, because it's a natural right. substance and the government shouldn't be regulating it in terms of saying, okay, we're going to prohibit it altogether, but now you can have X amount of it. But if you go over that X amount, we're still going to lock you up. No, we don't want to have that kind of a situation.
Right. You know, that would probably be the best way to do it. If you went through the system and just took the word marijuana out of everything, that would probably be the best. But As you see, no, they're throwing all kinds of regulations on. I mean, even like in New Jersey, like they're saying they're going to make it legal, but it's really just going to be legal for this monopoly of people that are approved to sell, possess, and grow and distribute it. Where the rest of us, if we did those things, we would still be arrested. You know,
one of the things you're talking about that, you know, John Boehner, who used to be Speaker of the House for the Republicans, he was famous for saying that he was unalterably opposed to legalizing marijuana. But mm-hmm. now he has put those principles that were unalterable on the mm-hmm. altar of profits, because now he has joined a company to make money yeah. off of this. And so you got big business and you got big politicians getting into this to make a lot of money. We got Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer. They're getting into the marijuana industry. You've got legalization mm-hmm. that's happened in Canada. So you got big corporations that are forming up there. So they'll be mm-hmm. in position to take over everything here once it comes to America. And again, as you're pointing out, they're going to come in with regulations, because that's what big business always does to small business and to individuals. They don't want you yeah. climbing up that ladder of success. Yeah. They're going to cut off those lower rungs of the ladder. And the way they do it is with regulation. And we've seen it happen in every business. And they're going to do that with the marijuana business as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, I was in jail when John Boehner did that flip flop. And I tell you, it was a shock to me.
That must have pissed you off, yeah.
It was. I was like Googling something. I was reading like, oh, I'm trying to catch up on a lot of things that happened while I was in jail. And I see this thing about John Boehner and I'm like, ah, you know, like I just couldn't believe it. Like this guy for 15 years at least, he stopped, Washington DC from getting their initiative. Yeah. He fought everything at the congressional level, wouldn't let things get presented to different committees. And now here he is out of Congress now, and now he's representing as a lobbyist.
Well, we know that he didn't flip. It was always about money and power. That's why he kept it out. He had big pharmaceutical companies, big agro wanted to keep out marijuana, and now things have changed, and now there's more money to be made with big weed, and that's what he's doing. He's always on the side of power and money. That's the way these politicians mm-hmm. roll. That's the way Dianne Feinstein rolls. That's the way these other people are moving this with this new – it's a new act. It's called CITSA, when the CITSA mm-hmm. hits the fan, and that's what this thing really is, because it is going to allow them to have – the Congress isn't even going to say that they can – prohibit stuff. And they can't under the Constitution. You know, Ed, they always have the 420 stuff, right? And I've said what they need to start doing is talking about 1018. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment say that the federal government, Congress, and certainly not the Attorney General, have no right to say that we can't take anything unless they expressly permit it. They are denied by the 10th Amendment from taking those powers expressly. They said these rights are retained by people and the powers are retained by the states, and they respected that with the 18th Amendment when they prohibited alcohol, and then they had to overturn that. But they don't respect the Constitution anymore. That's the takeaway from all this, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The government seems at every corner trying to undermine the Constitution. Like I said, just with my trial. The Fourth Amendment didn't count. The First Amendment didn't count. The Sixth Amendment didn't count. My right to a speedy trial, if you ask me, didn't count. You know, getting back to the money issue, you're right. All these legalization initiatives that are going on, as legalization is coming, you have to follow the money. Now, I've surprised a lot of people in New Jersey that here we are at the dawn of legalization, and I've been calling for a boycott of these corporations that are being set up to control, to have a monopoly on the legal marijuana in New Jersey. And people are like, well, why are you calling for a boycott? I said, because it should be a free market system. People should be able to grow it themselves, sell it themselves, promote it themselves, whatever. And instead, we have these corporations that are set up by our politicians, and they are the only ones who are allowed to grow, distribute, and sell it.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to patronize these people. And I'm like, no, these people are the same ones. When you give them money for your cannabis, they're going to turn around and use that money to lobby politicians against you. Like, why would you give your money to an organization that turns around and fights and resists you? So I've been calling for a boycott in New Jersey of our legal, marijuana industry as it's being created, and that's kind of created a little stir. I think yesterday I was in several papers because of that.
I think we saw that in Ohio as well. I think it was Ohio where they went in and said, we're only going to have like 24 approved sellers and growers of marijuana. Everybody else is going to be locked out. And it's like, wait a minute. This is the most kind of the corrupt crony capitalism. This isn't the free market. This is wrong from the get-go. And it has always, always been about the money and power for these people. That's what's behind the war on drugs. That's what's behind the destruction of the Constitution and our due process. Thank you for joining us. NJWeedman.com. And you can find him on Twitter. NJ Weedman. Good for you, Ed. I'm glad that you won. I hope you win that lawsuit for $4.5 million. You deserve it.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're just talking to Ed Fortran, New Jersey Weed Man, about how he was held for over 400 days, 447 days. He's now suing because they denied his right to a speedy trial. They denied a right to bail under the New Jersey bail reform and so forth. And they had it in for him. It's one of the reasons that they were doing it. He was not a violent individual. And I want to follow up on that with a situation here that's been reported for a year by the Free Thought Project. A lawsuit has now been filed in this particular case. We've had a judge ruling that the cops can be sued for, listen to this, tasering a teen's genitals on video until he died. Until he died. They tasered this young man's testicles and his body until he died. Is that amazing? Should that be amazing? You know, we celebrate Gina Haspel with the CIA. We celebrate people who torture other people. I just reported at the end of last week about how we have the United Arab Emirates that are the, we are the hand in their dirty glove as they torture people. And it's still going on. One individual who was there said, I wish they would charge me with something. I wish they would do something so that I could confess and stop this. I want to die, but they just keep torturing me, sneaking some of these messages out. Now, the guy who was the assistant district attorney there says, if I could go back in time on this case, I would have indicted these cops, and we would have pursued criminally negligent homicide charges. Criminally negligent? Excuse me, I didn't mean to taser your testicles until you died. How is that negligent? Oops. Sorry, mistakes were made. I think it's pretty deliberate, don't you? Especially the fact that the cops kept the footage secret long enough for the statute of limitations to expire on negligent homicide charges. There he is, being tortured. Now, he was on a bad drug trip. He should have been taken to the hospital. Instead, they tortured him to death. Now, the assistant district attorney says, well, you know, I would only charge them for negligent homicide, and that statute of limitations has expired, and I don't think it rises to the level of manslaughter. So the only thing that these people have is to sue, and that's what they're going to do now. You had caught on tape the officer saying, I'm going to kill you. But, you know, don't read anything into that. No motives about that. You mother blank, I'm going to kill you. Well, you know, no malice there. I mean, it was just negligent. It was just an accident. Mistakes were made, right? Just like with the FBI coming after President Trump. They just made mistakes. It wasn't malicious. It wasn't anything that they should be prosecuted for, right? And then the parents are continuing to ask questions like this. What were all those chicken feet scratches all over his body? Why did the emergency room doctor note say that Graham appeared to have been the victim of assault? A lot of questions to be asked. A lot of questions to be asked. But of course, just like they kept New Jersey Weed Man locked up in prison, they embargoed their video until the statute of limitations expired on the lesser charges. And of course, this is district attorney's office. They're not going to come after murder charges on a cop, even if they did murder somebody. That's just the way that it works. Unfortunately, that's the way that it works in our system. And of course, what was at the root of all this? You know, when we look at a situation, and I think the core issue right here is that we look at drug addiction, which, as I've said before, is a medical issue. It is a spiritual issue. It is a psychological issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. And you can see it right here in this particular situation. Call these cops out there, and what do? They kill the guy. They're killing people. They're locking people up. It's corrupting our system. They're destroying our due process for everybody because some problems don't look. Not everything is a nail to be hammered by law enforcement. And when you bring them out to handle a situation like this, unfortunately, that's what happens. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, at the top of the last hour, I was started talking about what was going on in Sweden. I said, you know, they still have this collectivist mindset. They still don't have the understanding of liberty and privacy and freedom. They're putting monitoring chips under their skin. And there is no reason to do that, folks. You don't, we have wallets, we have pockets. Do they not have pockets in their clothing in Switzerland and Sweden? I mean, this is absurd. I've talked to people who are body modders, who are transhumanists and everything, and they, oh yeah, this is great. I'm becoming a machine and so forth. Yeah, you're becoming a cog in a tyrannical machine that wants to spy on everything that you're doing. That's what you're becoming. You're becoming just another cog in this vast machinery of tyranny that is there. But even as the Swedes have no understanding whatsoever of that, and even as, you know, that is happening, we've got the Swedes, according to Bloomberg, questioning the welfare state. No, they're not questioning the welfare state. They are still hardcore socialists. They are still collectivist in their mindset. That hasn't changed at all. If you read the article, even Bloomberg, down underneath the headline, starts to talk about the fact that, well, you know, they talk about, well, you know, we got all these medical situations, and now it's starting to get, the taxes are getting really high. We're having to pay 60% income tax. Not as high, by the way, as Bernie Sanders wants to raise the income tax rate. He wants to go beyond that. Bernie Sanders wants to go full-on Sandinista, full-on Communist Party. You know, Bernie Sanders, I call him Bernie Sandinista because he has never said that it was a mistake for him to go down and support the Sandinistas, those kleptocrat thieves that took over that country and wrecked that as well. No, he likes that kind of socialism. But as they talk about it and say, well, you know, they're starting to think about this because of rising taxes and so forth. But then they come down and say, paying some of the world's highest income tax rates have been the cornerstone of Scandinavia's social contract, with a political consensus in Sweden to save money when the economy is less healthy. Yet the country is showing strains all too familiar in other parts of Europe, with nationalists gaining support and Swedes increasingly questioning the sustainability of their fabled cradle-to-grave welfare system. Yeah, because if you open the borders, it's called Cloward and Piven. And I've talked about this before. Back in the 1960s, these Democrat socialists, economists, said, Cloward and Piven said, we need to collapse society with the welfare state. And we can do that if we advertise to everybody, look, we got this great, big, shiny welfare state. Let's everybody get on it. You know, look at this benefit over here. Look at this. We can get more and more people on it. It will collapse the system, and then we can build our socialist utopia from the ground up. Well, that didn't happen. And so then they came back in the 2000s, and they said, we've got an opportunity. We can open the borders. And we can bring foreigners in because they will get on the welfare system, and they are getting on the welfare system. And then we can collapse the economy and build our socialist utopia from the ground up. And as you look at this Bloomberg article here, they say resentment has built over the influx of more than 600,000 immigrants over the past 5 years, many from war-ravaged countries like Afghanistan, Syria, a huge number for a country of only 10 million people. That's right, it is a big number. And there's also the soaring crime rates and so forth. That's what's really behind it. It isn't that Swedes are questioning the fact that they have high taxes. They understand that this open border situation is going to collapse the country and that these people who are coming in unvetted are turning it into a very dangerous, violent country that it never was before. That's one of the reasons why the Swedes would support the welfare state. You know, it's kind of nobody was out to get any. They were basically kind of passive and so forth. And now they're starting to wake up. We're going to be talking in the next segment to a Border Patrol agent who has 26 years worth of experience. And we get his take from being there on the ground. Because as I spent the last hour talking to Ed Forchan, I understand that the war on drugs has created a great deal of violence and corruption. You want to know what's going to eventually happen to our country? Take a look at Mexico. As corrupt as that country is, that failed state where you can't run for office unless you're connected to the drug cartels. If you are running for office and not connected to them, you'll get killed. Or if you're with the rival drug cartel, you'll get killed. They don't just have rival political parties where they're yelling and screaming at each other in the restaurants. They're doing drive-by shootings because that's what always happens with prohibition. We saw it in Chicago. We saw it in other places where we had alcohol prohibition. You had the competitors driving by and machine gunning down the people in the 1920s or 1930s. So it's 1920s. We had alcohol prohibition. It always happens that way. Well, it's been going on for decades now. And so that's what's happening in Mexico. So there's a push, pushing people in. But of course, as the people are fleeing that violence, the people who are behind that violence in the war on drugs, it isn't an American creation. It is a United Nations creation. The United Nations created these schedules. We have been the ones pushing it more than anybody else. But it is a UN agenda, a UN agenda for chaos and for control. It's all about the money, it's all about the power, and it is about destroying the rule of law. And it has destroyed the rule of law in Mexico. And if we don't patrol our borders, those violent mafia cartels, call them whatever you want, they're organized crime, the racketeers, they will flow into this country, just as the father who lost a child to MS-13 in Long Island had his kid chopped to pieces. He was from El Salvador. He said, I thought by getting up here, by coming all the way up to New York, Long Island, I would escape MS-13, but they followed us here. See, the thing that stops them from following us here, following them here, is the Border Patrol. We have to have control of the border. And as we have Democrats now coming out today saying that they want to ban ICE, you understand when this is coming from a congressman who could change the system, not offering a law to improve the immigration system, just saying we're not going to patrol our borders at all. We don't like that. Don't like that at all. And so President Trump, with all the violence that's being pushed out there by the Democrat politicians, is now advising his aides to get guns, carry permits because of the threat of violence. Many people are saying that. James Woods and others are talking about that. Good luck getting a carry permit in Washington, D.C. Maybe you can get it because you're a congressman, but nobody else can because Congress has sat on their butts and not run through carry reciprocity. That means that if you are vetted in one state, they go back and they do background checks, you have training, you take exams and so forth, you basically turn your God-given right into a government-granted privilege. You say, I will abide by all your regulations. Let me let you investigate me, and you can verify me and check me out and so forth. Even after you do that, the Democrats in Washington, D.C. don't want you to be able to carry a gun, including congressmen and including Trump aides. So good luck with that. We've got the back and forth just never stops. We've got the director of some of the Marvel franchises, the Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1 and 2. Says Trump wakes up every morning hoping more kids are murdered by immigrants. No, he's trying to stop that. I'm just concerned that he's not doing enough, quite frankly. We have reports that the U.S., and this is coming from Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAlien, Aileen Ann. It sounds like Alien. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name. Anyway. It's A-L-E-E-N-A-N. Alienan. McAlienan. And he's against illegal aliens. Anyway, he has called for an end to migrant family separations, and what they're saying is that they have stopped enforcing launching criminal prosecutions against migrants who illegally enter the country with children. Well, that's the reason that they're bringing more and more children in. That's the reason they're endangering their children. That's the reason they're turning their children over to human traffickers. That's the reason that MS-13 is using teens to smuggle in other teens, or people are posing with children as their own when they're not their own. That's why some people have said we need to have some DNA testing at the border. It's because they can use that as a shield, as a beard. They know that they're not going to get prosecuted. And so now, have they turned back to that same policy? We're going to talk to a Border Patrol agent with 26 years of experience. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Zach Taylor. He is a retired Border Patrol agent and supervisor. He's had 26 years of experience patrolling the Mexican border in Texas and Arizona, and he is chairman and border security expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. So we're going to talk to him in just a moment about what is happening at the border, what they would like to see happen as people who have done this for decades are now retired. They're former Border Patrol agents. Before we go to him, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a couple of specials. We've got all of the Super Blue dental products. That's a couple of flavors of toothpaste as well as a mouthwash and an immune gargle spray. Now, all of those don't have fluoride. They have the good halogen, iodine, and they have nano silver. Nano silver is a great way to protect against bacteria as well as virus. And of course, bacteria causes gum disease that leads to tooth loss. It causes heart disease and so forth. It's very important to have something that's actually going to kill bacteria as part of your toothpaste. So we have that entire line, whether it's toothpaste or mouthwash or immune gargle spray, all those 50% off. We have the all of the Alexa Pure products, and of course, those are air filters as well as water filters. Those are all 25% off. And we have our newest product, ExtendoWise. That is a new heart-healthy formula that is 35% off. Take a look at our newest product, ExtendoWise, now at a initial discount of 35% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That's what funds this program. All right, going now to Zach Taylor. Again, if you want to find that organization and see what their recommendations are, see what the people who've been on the front line, who have seen this up close and personal and know what's going on at the border, see what they recommend after decades of experience, what needs to be done to protect the border. You can find that at NAFBPO.org. That's N-A-F as in Frank, B as in boy, P-O as in post office, .org. And that's the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Taylor.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because I saw in your bio here that you were there in the aftermath of the first security for, or, you know, we'll give you security if you let us have amnesty for people that was put out by Ronald Reagan. You saw at least the aftermath of there of that in your 26 years there. How did that work? Because we always have that offer on the table. Every administration since Reagan has done that. We will give everybody that's already here amnesty because we don't have the intestinal fortitude to deport them. So let them stay. But we're now going to fix the security problem. How did that work?
Well, it actually did the opposite. The thing that the American people understand, and apparently our politicians don't, is that amnesty is incentive to encourage more illegal immigration.
Yeah, they watch the news down there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And the big thing is the American people rely a lot on the spoken and written word. And the people in other countries, now, I'm not going to really get into this, but they're different than we are. They have different expectations, and they are more attuned to the visual. And when they see their fellow countrymen and hear back by telephone or mail that they successfully got into the United States illegally, were apprehended, turned loose, and are now working, making the essentially $15 an hour, that is an incentive for the other people that's still remaining in the foreign country to try the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And
we've seen that reflected in the number of border crossings. Every time they start to talk tough, We see the number of border crossings drop as they did in anticipation of what President Trump was going to do. But then as he started talking about DACA being wonderful people and we got to do everything that we can to help them stay and everything, they went right back up to where they had been when Obama was begging people to come into the country.
Yes. And in the 86th amnesty, the big plus to it was the I-9 program that forced employers to vet people and take a statement, a factual statement from them and keep on record at the place of employment that person's claim to an immigration or a citizenship status.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was is that made the employer responsible to not have illegal aliens. Well, this was made the illegal alien unemployable.
Yeah, so, put the onus on them, didn't it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. So,
and that's a big part of it. It's having cheap labor. And we can see that from the Koch brothers, how they're all in on this. We know that they want cheap labor. We know that big business wants cheap labor.
It is a symbiotic relationship. If they were not hiring these people, which is what encourages them to come, they wouldn't come. Because when the I-9 program and employer sanctions were put into place in 87 and 88, I was apprehending people from Central America and Mexico that were walking south from Houston, Texas, and I was apprehending them in Edinburgh, Texas, close to the border. And they were telling me that the places they had normally worked in the past would no longer hire them because of the new law.
Yes.
So yeah. It was working.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly why there was such a heavy political pressure brought to bear to discontinue the I-9 program.
And I think when you talk about the I-9 program that we had back in the 1980s, you know, that was when a lot of businesses didn't have computers. Everybody's got computers now. They're cheap and so forth. And so now as they talk about putting some controls on employment, the way they're coming at this, and this is something that bothers me, is having essentially a national ID card, this E-Verify, where we have to, they put the onus onto the federal government. They say, well, we're just going to check everybody, and the federal government is going to say whether somebody can be hired or not. I'm very concerned that's going to be abused and misused, as we've seen in the past. If you had something that was there where they sign a piece of paper and so forth, and the people who are on the ground there, the employer, they know if these people are genuine, if they're telling the truth or not. It ought to be that way. It could be done that way without violating our privacy, without creating some kind of a national ID card. And it could still be a very effective deterrent on employers seeking out people who are from a foreign country and are not here legally.
Well, I think, and I saw this experientially, is what happened was the demand for alternative or counterfeit identification documents went up, and the illicit and illegal market in identity documents, both of United States citizens and false documents themselves, went up so that they could present this to the employer.
Mm-hmm.
So it would cover the employer. He'd have a copy of this false or assumed identity.
Hang on, Mr. Taylor. We got to take a break here. We're talking to Zach Taylor. He's chairman and border security expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. You know what? It's not just the economy stupid, it's the incentive stupid. We're incentivizing this kind of immigration. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber. A mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients.
Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Zach Taylor. He is chairman and border security expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. He had 26 years experience patrolling the Mexican border in Texas and Arizona. And this is an organization. Tell us a little bit about your organization and why you guys formed it. It was created back in 2006. Is that correct?
Yes. There was quite a few of us that had retired and were part of a fraternal organization of the Border Patrol retirees. And when the Bush administration, in conjunction with U.S. Senator John Kyle, started proposing the 2006 amnesty, we got a hold of a copy of that and started reading it and decided to form the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers to fight that particular push for amnesty and to educate both Congress and the American people as to what actually needed to be done with our current immigration laws to make them more effective, which, by the way, is very little. We have the law that can make this happen on the books if it is enforced properly.
And that's the key thing. You were just saying in the last segment that when people abroad in foreign countries see the visuals of people breaking the law, coming into the country illegally, and see that they get away with it, that is a visual that incentivizes them to come. And then, of course, the employers have an incentive to hire them because they can save money by not hiring American workers. They can pay them less money. They don't have to pay Social Security taxes and those sorts of things on illegal aliens. And when they remove the penalties after the Reagan amnesty, the I-9 situation where the employers had to verify and vouch for the validity of these of their employees, once they remove that, then you saw the immigration going back up again. Is that correct?
Right. When they figured a way, which was essentially identity theft and identity creation, that gave the employer a plausible deniability that the person was not in the country illegally. And they would make a copy of this false document or this assumed identity and attach it to the I-9. So if an inspection was done, they had an excuse for hiring this illegal alien.
Yeah, it's kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, I got you right here. Yeah, we got you.
Okay, and so what happened there was that the employer, in some cases, actually went into these foreign countries and recruited workers and provided these false documents to them so that they would have them in hand when they showed up at the facility inside the United States to show that they were had some sort of legal status. So what happens is if things are not done on the up and up and there are not penalties for this tendency to get around the law, then it will continue, and the people will continue to come up here.
And, of course, we're told that Americans are not good workers. That's why they've got to go elsewhere. You know, we've got a report that came out today. CBS did a poll. They said black Americans vastly prefer deporting illegal alien families over the current catch-and-release policies that we've got now. They said only 20% of black Americans say that illegal alien families should be released into the United States like the Democrats want. This is not a winning issue for them. And, you know, American citizens, people who have come here legally as immigrants, don't want to see this happen. They don't want to see our jobs taken away. They don't want to see the rule of law taken away. And then, of course, there are the open borders that allow MS-13 and others to come across the border at will. Talk to me a little bit in the audience about how you have seen this change over the decades, how you and your other retired Border Patrol officers have seen the border situation change. Because now we got a lot of MS-13 gang members are coming across. They got tattoos all over their body that's written all over their face who they are, but you can't necessarily send them back just because they got MS-13 tattoos on their face and a teardrop or two coming down from their eyes tattooed showing that they've killed somebody, right?
Well, the Border Patrol agent is at the border is usually who these types of people first encounter. Now, let me make it perfectly clear that the people that enter the United States illegally, only a small percentage of them are detected and apprehended.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we see these big numbers. You know, they were talking about the caravan that was forming as a parade to make a point. And it was about 1,300, 1,500 people, but that was the number of people that were detected coming across on a typical day across the border. And that's just a small, that's the tip of the iceberg of the traffic flow coming across the border. Isn't that right?
Well, let me give you a sense of how Mexico figures into this. The smaller border that has to be crossed for a Central American to get to North America is Mexico's southern border. Mexico is not in Central America. Mexico is in North America. Central America begins at Mexico's southern border. Mexico patrols their southern border. They have Mexican immigration and other officials at their southern border. On a typical day, they will apprehend the quota of people that they can handle because of their physical buildings capacity. And processing staff, transportation, etc., is about 1,200 people. Mm. And they can reach that quota in 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
So when they've reached that quota, they go back and do the processing, and that essentially leaves the border open for 18 to 21 hours. Well, wow. What comes in that time frame is unseen. Now, they identify these people. If they are Central American and they say to the Mexican immigration official, we are bound for the United States, the Mexican immigration then gives them a permit as a tourist to transit Mexico within 20 days. That makes them legal in Mexico for their trip to the U.S. border. In so doing, if these people wish to make a claim of refugee status, they have to walk by 15 consulates and subconsulates inside of Mexico that the United States staffs where they could make this claim. But once they get to the U.S. border, they are betting on getting catch and release because they have this child with them.
Yeah. Yeah,
whether or not the child is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the Border Patrol agent is able, now see, the key is on the initial interview. The Border Patrol agent must have the ability to do what's called a biographical interview. In other words, you can't say, okay, you've got to do one alien every 10 minutes. You can't establish whether or not that person's a national security risk or not in 10 minutes. You right. have to take however long it takes to get the full story out of the person. And a skilled interviewer, and it doesn't take long to figure out when these people are trying to take you down the primrose path. Because what you start hearing is an echo. Everybody says exactly the same words and exactly the same sequence.
It's almost like somebody gave them a script.
They've
maybe somebody from the Democrat Party who wants some new voters, or maybe somebody from the Koch organization that wants some new workers. When we come back, one of the things that you said was very important, how many American consulates they have to walk past as they're transiting Mexico, and they could ask for asylum there, and they don't. When we come back, I've got a short clip, and I want to get your reaction to that, talking about that very issue. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Zach Taylor. He is chairman and border security expert of the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers. They created the organization back in 2006. They saw things were going very bad with the proposals for amnesty with George W. Bush. He talked to us earlier in the program about how the amnesty in exchange for better security promised under Ronald Reagan back in 1986, when they did that once before. They keep making that same offer to the American public. We saw that didn't work. He said that was working to some degree when we had employer sanctions, but once they removed that and everybody could see south of the border what was going to happen, that it was going to be successful. We incentivized the people to come here. We incentivized businesses to hire people to come here. And in the last segment, we're talking about the fact that he said there's a choke point there at the bottom at the southern border of Mexico with Central America. A massive number of people are going through there. They're filling up their capacity to deal with people at that border in just 3 or 4 hours. And they're looking at, 1,000 to 1,500 people a day coming through there. So that means that that's, 6 to 8 times that number of people that are coming through each day through Mexico. They're just given a transit to go through. And as he pointed out, if they're really coming for amnesty, if they're running from MS-13 or some kind of political prosecution, they could ask for asylum, but they go past all these different American consulates on their journey that they're given a tourist visa to transit Mexico with. And I just want to play for you real quickly and get Mr. Taylor's comments on this, a back and forth. Steve Cortez was the Trump Hispanic outreach director at one point, and he's on CNN talking to Frederica Whitfield. And I want you to look at this exchange back and forth, because this is the way the left is spinning it. And he's not having any of it. He corrected her on the misinformation that's being put out there by CNN and the media. Here's that clip between Steve Cortez and Frederica Whitfield on CNN.
All right, here with me now, CNN political commentator and former head of President Trump's Hispanic Advisory Council, Steve Cortez, and CNN political commentator and former communications director for Immigration and Naturalization Services, Maria Cardona. Good to see you both.
And I want you to take a look at Maria when he says some of the things.
The Trump administration has this plan to reunite immigrant families. Do you feel confident about it?
Well, yes, look, it'll be a difficult process, but here's the thing. The best way for when you say immigrant families, by the way, it's important to say illegal immigrant families. That's a very, very important adjective.
Oh, and then she said, no, not illegal.
Immigrant families have never been separated. Illegal immigrant families have been separated, and I would say separated for very good reason. Why? Because their parents, unfortunately, or guardians, a lot of cases they're not parents, decided to commit a crime with children in tow. Much like an American committing a crime with children in tow, you get separated from your children.
Okay, but it isn't that cut and dry, though, because you do have some people who are seeking political asylum, and so breaking the law isn't really the definition for them when they are seeking asylum, because the U.S. has been engaged in that law that allows someone to come to seek asylum. But let's just talk about what is happening. It is accurate, actually.
No,
it is accurate. But let's talk about what is at hand here.
It's not accurate. If you show up to a port of entry in the United States with your children and request asylum lawfully, you are not separated from your family.
No, but if you're making your case about asylum, some of these people haven't even had a chance to make their case about asylum before they're being separated.
Right.
But it is legal to state.
Okay, let's hold it right there. He's not having any of that, but she is spinning it. And of course, there's two things here. And you can see the one lady that's there that you didn't hear anything from her in that clip. As soon as he said, well, let's understand, let's make a distinction here between legal and illegal immigrants. This is illegal. And she shakes her head. No, don't say that. So they don't want you to see that distinction. And then they don't want you to see the distinction between illegal immigrant crossers and people who are seeking asylum. And as Zach Taylor told us, on their transit across Mexico, they have decided that they don't want to stop at the consulate and seek asylum. Your comment about that clip, Mr. Taylor.
Well, the people that are seeking to ensure national security and public safety are making a logical argument. The only argument the other side can make is an emotional argument.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. And that is why we're going through this redo of what happened in 2014 when we had the unaccompanied minor surge. And by the way, we have no idea how many people came to the United States. We know it's more than 70,000.
Yes.
It's probably closer, well, it's a lot more than that. Let's just leave it at that. So the emotional issue is based on the children. And this was known back when the previous administration was encouraging these people in their home country and the governments of those home countries to send their children, whether they be orphans or people that may have been incarcerated because they were incorrigible, refused to go to school, were public charges. It doesn't matter.
Well, this has been reported for some time that MS-13 was actively seeking teenagers to be the human trafficker for other teenagers or other people or to accompany people there because they knew that they would get a pass. And then we had this poster child, the 2-year-old, who was never separated from her mother, but the mother had separated the child from the father, leaving without his consent. He didn't want them to go. He said it was reckless. It was dangerous. She took $6,000. He said, hey, I've got a good job. Obviously, he did. She had $6,000. She paid human traffickers to get this kid into the country. I mean, that entire narrative has blown up, hasn't it? But they're still pushing it because of the visceral images.
Well, here's the thing. It is very hard to get the truth heard when there's so much disinformation.
Yes.
There is a big thing that of a lot of people in the United States don't understand is that fake news is real.
Yeah.
And if you continue to listen to it, it will form your opinions on an emotional basis. And a lot of people do not look at the facts in a case. They are driven by their own emotions. And I'm seeing this more and more every day in the so-called news.
Let me get your opinion now, because you started this organization, not you necessarily, but the organization that you were chairman of, started in 2006 in response to what you felt was bad immigration policy, bad enforcement policy. What would you recommend at this point? What needs to be done from the perspective of former Border Patrol officers?
Enforce the existing law as it is written.
And, of course, we had a bill yesterday introduced by the Democrats to basically ban and dismantle ICE completely. They don't want even to change the system. They just don't want the laws enforced. They don't want the border enforced. And that's what DACA is about, isn't it? I mean, it's about not enforcing the law or the borders. They want open borders.
Well, the real threat that ICE presents is the disruption of the flow of illegal aliens and drugs into the interior of the United States. And that's why I so heavily question the people that are against ICE as to what their true motives are.
Because let's talk about what's going on in Mexico, because the condition of Mexico, we've seen 113 politicians killed in the the election that's about to take place, the corruption that's now there. What have you seen as a border agent in terms of, the cartels' influence with government there? In terms of drug cartels coming across the border, is that increasing? Is that something that you're concerned about spreading across the border? We've heard a lot of tales from ranchers, all the different violence there at the border. Give us your perspective on that angle, on the gang violence angle.
Mexico essentially is a failed state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 113 politicians, some 60,000 citizens have been murdered,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's a failed state. When the government is so involved in the criminal activity that it's not safe to run for office, that's a failed state.
Yes.
All right. When they are encouraging people from Central America to come to the U.S. border to claim whatever immigration status, they are encouraging illegal immigration into the United States, and what that does is allow the criminal, transnational criminals, to blend their people into this flood and get them into the United States to continue bringing the drugs and illegal aliens into the United States.
I was absolutely breathless when I saw the guy who is leading in the polls in Mexico, maybe the next president, saying it's basic human right, go to America and so forth. I mean, he's pushing an invasion. That's what President Trump called it, an invasion of the country. And it is an invasion. If you can't control the numbers of people coming in and you don't know who's coming in, I think he needs to just start calling them invaders. President Trump has that one-word moniker that he puts on people. But your comments about it, you said it's a failed state. It certainly is.
Well, when we started to see the dismemberments and beheadings and everything on TV and getting photographs of this, our intelligence sources in Mexico were telling us they were seeing Middle Eastern people. Mostly,
that's the other aspect. I wish we had more time, but that's the end of our program. Thank you so much for joining us. Zach Taylor, Chairman and Border Security Expert for the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer.
And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.